Gulf AI, data centers in the crosshairs, a five-country Arab sovereign AI pilot, and a $15 billion healthcare opportunity nobody's claimed yet. This is the AIM, Metze for Friday the 18th of April, and today's menu has real edge. First up, the story that changes the risk calculus for every AI investor in the Gulf. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has claimed strikes on AWS facilities in the UAE and Bahrain and an Oracle data center in Dubai. They've gone further than that, explicitly labeling Stargate UAE, the 1 gigawatt AI compute cluster backed by GU42, OpenAI, Oracle, Nvidia, and SoftBank, a military-industrial target. Let that land for a moment. The Gulf's hyperscale AI build-out, the region's boldest economic pivot, is now being stress-tested on an actual battlefield. US envoy Steve Witkoff has publicly acknowledged that Gulf AI infrastructure now carries a measurable risk premium. Some facilities are reportedly being retrofitted with advanced missile defense systems. The numbers at stake here are enormous. Gulf sovereign wealth funds deployed $66 billion into AI and digitization in 2025 alone. Abu Dhabi's Mubadala led at nearly $13 billion, Kuwait at $6 billion, Qatar at $4 billion. Regional data center capacity is expected to triple between 2025 and 2030. All of that was predicated on the Gulf being stable, neutral ground between East and West. That assumption is being revised at speed. Insurance premiums and collocation costs are about to rise sharply. The geopolitics of AI infrastructure in the Gulf just became very real very fast. Now, story number two, and it's a welcome counterpoint. The Arab Information and Communication Technologies Organization, known as AC2, and US-based sovereign AI firm Meetkai announced in Marrakesh that five Arab countries will participate in a pilot to deploy fully locally governed AI systems. The five countries haven't been named yet, but the initiative is built around Meetkai's MKA1 platform, which gives participating governments direct control over data governance, model selection, physical infrastructure, and legal compliance. This is significant because AICTO has historically played a coordination and standards role, not driven deployments at this operational scale. The focus will be on Arabic language AI capabilities and digital public services designed around local institutional and cultural priorities. That's addressing a persistent gap where Arabic language support typically lags far behind English in global AI development. For founders building Arabic NLP tools, government AI platforms, or data infrastructure, this creates procurement pathways that simply didn't exist before. Sovereign AI is shifting from policy aspiration to operational market. Which five countries sign up will tell us exactly who's ready to move from talk to implementation. Okay, story number three, and it's a big number. A new market intelligence report has put a striking figure on one of the region's most promising AI opportunities, the MENA AI in healthcare market. Currently valued at roughly $600 million, is projected to reach $15 billion by 2035. That's a compound annual growth rate of 43% over the next decade. The growth is being driven by factors specific to the region, high rates of chronic disease, an aging population, aggressive government investment programs, including Saudi Arabia's Project Transcendence at $100 billion in AI commitments, and growing private sector appetite for AI-driven diagnostics, robotic surgery, and predictive health platforms. Here's the white space opportunity that should interest every founder in the room. Most existing AI diagnostic tools are trained on Western datasets that don't reflect MENA-specific disease prevalence, language, or imaging characteristics. That localization gap is genuine, and nobody well-funded has claimed it yet. A market growing at 43% annually from a low base, with government mandates, private sector demand, and chronic underpenetration, that's not a speculative bet. Healthcare AI isn't just a theme for 2020-26 in this region, it's the theme. Now here's the AI in Arabia view, tying it all together. Read today's three stories together, and the central tension of 2026 for the Arab AI ecosystem takes shape. The region has the capital, the ambition, and increasingly the policy architecture to build a genuinely sovereign AI future. But the physical infrastructure that all of it depends on is now being contested. Iranian strikes on data centers didn't happen in a vacuum. They happened against $66 billion in annual sovereign wealth fund AI investment and a political moment where Gulf states explicitly aligned with the United States on technology. The other two stories offer a different kind of answer. Sovereign AI pilots and healthcare AI markets both point to software layer adoption that doesn't require physical hyperscale infrastructure in the firing line, Arabic language models running on sovereign government clouds, healthcare tools trained on local data deployed through local providers. The most resilient version of the region's AI future may turn out to be a distributed one, dozens of mid-sized sovereign deployments purpose-built for local populations rather than one giant compute monoculture. That's not a consolation prize. That might actually be the right architecture. That's the AI Medzi for Friday the 18th of April. I'm Christopher, and I'll see you tomorrow.